Well, there's that familiar sound again. And if you don't get tired of it, I certainly won't, because I'm looking forward to many more wonderful visits. Well, today, we're going to go fishing in the 21st chapter, and we're going to have Simon Peter reinstated. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It's the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye now have caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldst. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldst not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had thus spoken, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifies of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Well, this is a great chapter, isn't it? You notice Jesus stood on the shore of their failure and told them where to fish, and they caught 153. And you notice when you get around Jesus, you'll find some fire. It'll be warm. And then you'll find something to eat. And then you'll find a real challenge. Lovest thou me more than these? And then that word, follow me. That's the greatest challenge I've ever faced in my life, is when Jesus said, follow me. Oh, the day that I got off that old singer, old cultivator, and I said, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. These have been days of following and fishing and living by faith. Please pray for me. Well, Brother John, let me thank you for being my guide, and also for guiding the sweetest people that I know in the world through the Holy Land again. And I'm glad you led us over on the resurrection side, on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. You've been a good guide, and thank you. And may the Lord bless all of our people. Let us pray together. Our Father, surely the field is white already to harvest. The laborers seem to be few. But Lord, I pray that out of our family altar, group, and family, we'll have people that'll pray, that'll write, that'll give, that'll share, that'll care. And Father, I pray for every pastor, preacher, evangelist, missionary, for our nation, poor old struggling, straggling, sinful nation. God, have mercy. And Father, I pray for the 6 homes you've given us, for all the people that are in them. I pray for the leaders, for the workers you've given us. Thank God for them, for the sweet fellowship we have, and for the good understanding we have of each other. And Father, I pray for the office workers. And then, Lord, I pray for the broadcast on 100 stations today, and grant that we may tell the truth that sets men free. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the time has come when we'll have to ask the Holy Spirit to be our continued guide as we travel through the book of Acts. Not the Acts of the Apostles, but the Acts of the Holy Spirit. So, be on hand tomorrow, and we'll start another tour with the greatest guide we've ever had, the Holy Spirit.